Hello, this is Monique McDonald. And if you're looking for more one-on-one help with your voice and how to make it magnetic, I want to invite you to check out my coaching packages at themagneticvoice.com. Then click Transform with Monique and book a complimentary connection call. Let's see if we can find a package for you that will fit all of your needs. I'm so grateful for your listening to the Magnetic Voice podcast, and I can't wait to meet you and continue the conversation. Take care. See you soon.
Welcome to the Magnetic Voice Podcast, a show where speakers and singers learn how to be more magnetic and align their voices to the divine within. Today, episode 86, Speaking and the Law of Increase. And now your host, Monique McDonald.
Hello, and welcome to the Magnetic Voice Podcast. My name is Monique McDonald, and I am so excited to be here with you on the third Monday of the month. We are starting a new phase of the Magnetic Voice Podcast, and we are going to be seeing you every first and third Monday of the month. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Today's talk is about speaking and the law of increase. I was always raised in spirituality, religion, and I was taught about tithing at a very young age. And my grandma used to wash our money in something called Dettol, which is a disinfectant in the West Indies. And so I would be this little girl sitting on the pew in church, and my grandma would wash the money so that I could put it in my little hands and put it into a tithing basket. And so that was my first introduction into tithing. And I learned a few things, I realized, unconsciously because of that experience. First, money's dirty and needs to be washed and cleaned. And second, there was something that was combined between spirituality and money. And I didn't really understand it at all. I thought it was kind of like you had to pay for a ticket to go to church. And it wasn't until I took my journey through Unity of New York and became a member there and was taught the spiritual law of tithe and what that means. And the way it was expressed to me was that you want to give back to where you are spiritually fed. And I remember having conversations with people, for example, singers who would say, I don't need to tithe. I sing for church every Sunday. And I realized that there was a little bit of a disconnect there, because the way I was taught was, if you're giving your time, talent, or treasure to where you are being spiritually fed, the idea here is that you want to include all three of those. And that is how the law of increase works. So I started to think about that, realizing that today is tax day, and all my friends are, as well as myself, are in, you know, a little bit of a tailspin about, oh my God, and they have been for the last month or two, all about taxes and paying the government and all that that means. And I started to think about this because one of the things that I find so interesting is that we all have our own feelings about giving a percentage of our money that we earn back to the government. And I don't want to go into a political discussion here, but it all just sort of brought me to this idea of what is this all about? And how can I use these ideas to increase my experience of life? And how can I use my voice to support these things? And then I started thinking about how often we speak and how important it is that we, when we speak, we are supporting and investing in where we want to see growth. And that, interestingly enough, these ideas are all part of each other. And I started to wonder what it would look like if I started to really consciously only speak to what I want to see increase and grow. And not speak into the things that I don't agree with and that I don't want to see increase and grow. And that brought me to such a different awareness. And I started to get really excited about this idea because it is so aligned with who I am and what I stand for. As a lot of you know, and some of you may not know, I am on a mission to empower 100,000 voices. What does that mean? That means I want to use the skills that I've been given as a Grammy-nominated, award-winning opera singer, actress, speaker, all of the things that I learned and experienced in my 25 years on the stage, and share it with voices that deserve to be enhanced. Voices that have such incredible messages that I want to support them in learning how to express their message and their ideas in order to better the world and humanity such that they are increased from within, that they can stand in front of a microphone or in front of a live audience or on a Zoom call and be fully present to the moment and the message that is theirs to give. So I started to get really, really excited about if I really just focused all of my energies on only speaking to and supporting what I want to see increase and grow. And what does that mean for my message? And all of a sudden, I got invited to speak at this summit that I'm speaking at tomorrow. I'm speaking at next week, and it is a summit for healing. And now this is something that I've never really explored publicly. It's something I've always done in my private sessions with clients, but I've never talked about it. And what I love about this is that when you are focusing your energies and you're speaking and your intentions only where you want to see increase, I'm always amazed how the universe opens up an increased opportunities for you to be that, so that you are always supported. So I'm going to be doing something I've never done before, and I'm going to be running a workshop on the healing power of the human voice and sharing exercises that will aid in the healing of our bodies and souls. And so I was just so excited to bring this to our time together today, because I want to ask you, what is it that has been dreaming you, that has been calling you? What I'm noticing is that many more people are feeling called, and that there's a kind of an urgency that's starting to happen, that life as life happens to us is not enough anymore. We are living in times where we need to start getting into the driver's seat of life and really pour ourselves into life and partner with life and use our divine skills that only we have. What I know about the voice is it is a reflection of our life experiences. And our life experiences and the skills that we have acquired because of those experiences are what make us truly unique. So, for example, even though two speakers may speak on the same topic, because of their life experiences and the skills acquired because of those life experiences, their talk is going to be uniquely their own. And that's one of the things that I adore helping people discover for themselves. Because when you speak on a subject that is uniquely your own, that is you speaking into the law of increase. That is you tithing, if you will, your talent and your time, and your treasure follows that. So today, I really want to ask you this question. What is yours to say? What is the thing that is calling you, your divine appointment with life, where you will meet yourself and your unique message and share it with the world? And I invite you today to really think about and become awake to, when you speak, are you speaking into what you want to watch increase? Or are you speaking just to be heard, to matter, to convince or control the conversation? Because without a word, you do matter. And there's no need to convince when you remember who you truly are and whose you truly are. My friends, this is a time that is requiring more of us. We are living in a time where the world needs your voice more than ever. There are many people speaking. It's loud out there. And with technology and the internet, it's just very noisy. And there is more information than we really know what to do with. We are being bombarded and overloaded with information without heart. And today, I invite you to speak from your heart into subjects and ideas that you want to see increase. And to remember that when you speak from that divine place within you, when you speak from your heart of hearts and are truly yourself, your message is always heard because it's imbued with the essence of you. And so today, I am so excited about my new workshop, and I'm going to be inviting you to come and experience my new workshop. I'm going to put the information into the program notes, and I am just so grateful for all of you here, because in order to fulfill my mission of empowering 100,000 voices, I need you. I can't do it by myself. I am sharing the essence of who I am with you so that you are empowered to share the essence of yourself with others, because we are oh so much better together. And so I bless each and every one of you. And I want you to know that your voice matters. And we need your voice now more than ever. Here's to speaking your truth and remembering who you truly are and whose you truly are. Thanks for listening. All right. As we take a deep centering breath, inhaling and exhaling, I invite you to inhale relaxation and peace, and exhale anything that is not that. Inhaling relaxation and peace, and exhaling anything that is not that. And again, inhaling love and joy, and exhaling anything that is not that. Inhaling love and joy, and exhaling anything that is not that. And as you inhale again, even deeper into the most sacred place within you, inhale your own divine soul energy, and exhale whatever is not that. And again, inhaling your own divine soul energy, and exhaling whatever is not that. And as you continue to breathe and know with me in this moment the power that you are, the beauty that you are, the love that you are, the divine soul that you are. We celebrate the divine feminine today. We celebrate that feminine energy. And we allow that power to open our heart and mind and soul. We reclaim our energy and power from all the places we gave it up. We call it back to ourselves now and feel it filling us with each and every breath. We step into the woman that we know we can be. And for the men listening, I invite you to step into the feminine power that is within you as well and embrace it and know the power of it, because all of us are men and women, male and female. And the contrast of these two energies combine to create true divinity, true divine power, which is not the power to overtake, control, but the power to unify, enlighten, and collaborate. The power of understanding who we truly are and whose we truly are. So today I celebrate the divine feminine, the power of women, the power of the men who love these amazing women, and the power that is divine within each and every one of us. I celebrate your voice today. Thank you for your courage. Thank you for your courage to speak, to lead, to brighten the world with your true essence. I bless you. I believe in you. And I know with you that the world is ours to send peace and love and joy and light into with every breath and every word. And so it is.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Magnetic Voice Podcast. The Magnetic Voice Podcast is copyright 2024 Monique McDonald, all rights reserved. Our theme music is composed by Dave Croft and used with permission. The Magnetic Voice Podcast is a production of 818 Studios.